Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past Friday was the Independence Day of Finland, and seeing the news about the festivities made me think of my childhood Christmases. But when I was a child, I never really learned anything about Our Lady, whose great feast day today is, or of her life. Once a year, she was played by someone in a Christmas pageant and set in a nativity scene. But even then, I rarely even heard the name Mary used, except reading the Christmas Gospel. Later, when I converted to the true faith, I wondered what could lie beneath this total blockage of Mary from children. Of course, my country was Protestant, not Catholic, but that could not be the only reason. After all, Our Lady is so greatly known and venerated around the world in art, in music, and in popular devotions. So there had to be something else in it. And I thought, could it be that difference between how children act and are raised in the world and between those families who are determined, as our epistle says today, to hear God's word and watch daily at his gates. When Saint Therese, the little flower, was a little child, she once made the promise never to refuse God anything. And this promise she kept faithfully until the end of her life. In other words, she was generous towards God, giving everything to our Heavenly Father. Dear faithful, Our Lady is the greatest creation God ever made, and it's because she perfectly heard the word of God and watched daily at his gates. Any man who lives in the midst of the world today knows how difficult it is to daily knock the gates of heaven. Daily experience tells us just how rough and dangerous the battle for souls really is. And the first attack of this battle is really directed against the soul. This attack is temptation to pride, put into the minds of men by the devil already in the paradise, and then brought to maturity by open disobedience. This abhorrence of temptations and of pride was the reason why little Saint Therese pledged herself never to refuse anything from God. And dear faithful, this was also the reason I never heard anything about Virgin Mary when growing up. Watching and gazing the gates of heaven instead of the allurements of the world is something Our Lady did in the most perfect manner. Even Holy Gabriel, an angel far surpassing any man in knowledge and zeal of serving God, praised Mary as blessed and full of grace. From this devotedness to God comes the fury of the devil upon her and upon all the followers of Mary. Most of the people cannot stand to watch Our Lady and then realize how totally disfigured their own being is by sin, compared to this faithful maiden and servant of God. And those people who are changed and mutated by sin will do anything in order to exterminate any veneration, devotion, or even knowledge about her from the hearts of men. What is then the antidote to sin and the illness it brings upon our souls? We will once again find the answer in the lives of the saints. Saint Therese, when still a child, became once so ill that there seemed to be no hope of recovery. Her family asked Our Lady to help her, and then at one time Therese saw this beautiful lady coming to her aid with a divine beauty that no words could describe. She wrote how Our Lady's face was unspeakably kind and sweet. But what struck Therese most was her gracious smile, and instantly all of her pain vanished. When she was a little older and on her way to Rome to see the Pope, Therese was passing through Paris and was able to visit the shrine of Our Lady of Victories. And she wrote later, "I can never tell you what I felt at her shrine. In this holy spot, the Blessed Virgin, my mother, told me plainly it was really she who had smiled on me and cured me. With intense fervor, I entreated her to guide me always, to realize my heart's desire by sheltering me under her spotless mantle, and to remove from me every occasion of sin." Dear faithful, the abandonment of the vigil at the gates of heaven is the reason the world is lacking the devotion to Our Blessed Lady. The world has put into the minds of men that it is somehow the necessity that we should abandon this vigil and submit to do sin. But this is false. Remember what our Lord said, "Be you perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect." Our Lord would never have given us this command had he not also given us the grace necessary to follow it. And the most perfect creature who did it was Our Lady, filled with grace. The command to hear God's word and watch and wait him show us that it is possible to wait for your whole life without ever committing a mortal sin. So examine your conscience. Have you kept your baptismal vows perfectly? Have you been faithful to your consecration to our Blessed Lady, and like the little flower, always stayed far away from every occasion of sin? Have you been, like today's epistle commands, always attentive to the instruction of God and stayed on guard at His gates and at the posts of His doors? Once this zealous watching grows too weary or too tired, once the yoke of dependence upon God is cast aside, then the senses of men rise in rebellion and throw away all restraint. Is not this, my dear faithful, the story of almost all poor creatures? Has it been your story also? It certainly was so with Prophet Isaiah. When he was a young man, he thought himself to be a good catch to God. But when he was called to announce the coming Messiah, God said to him, "I will show you how you really are." And after realizing his sinfulness, Isaiah shouted, "Woe is me, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people that hath unclean lips." And when the prophet had confessed his sinfulness, God's holy angel touched his mouth with a live coal and pronounced, "Behold, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquities shall be taken away, and thy sin shall be cleansed." If sin has been your part in life as well, let Our Lady now intercede for you. Look today at the Immaculate Virgin. Weep for your sins, pray, ask for forgiveness, and lift yourself up by virtue of her loving mercy. It's soon Christmas, and the Heavenly Father sends His heavenly child. And that's why Christmas is such a great feast, because we finally, after all that watching, praying, and hoping that we would be delivered from the horrible chains of sin, we can see the redemption being born from the Immaculate Virgin. There is this beautiful versicle in the Divine Office of the Christmas Eve: "Tomorrow the sins of the earth shall be washed away, and the Savior of the world will be our King." Let Him be your King as well, because He is the conqueror of sin. And no matter how unclean your lips might have been, when you pledge now to hear His words and watch at His gates, it also will happen to you and to your family what King David praised and rejoiced. "This is a generation of them that seek Him, of them that seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, O eternal gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.